How do you rectify that, Mike? Because, you know, some of these guys are on that they're on that committee year in, year out. Some have been doing it for a while now. How do
I think the committee terms last 6 years, 5 years,
yeah.
6 years, something like that. Well, rectify it by paying some attention. For goodness sakes, you talk about the idea that we're going to name Ohio State the number one overall seed. Wow, great honor.
And then give them a rough road to, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. They did the same thing with Kansas the year before. They do a lousy job with seeding because, for one, they have a bias. I mean, that they can say they don't have a bias, but it's nonsense. The best mid-major teams always get seeded lower than what their rankings or RPI rank or whatever metric you want to use. They always get seeded lower than that would suggest because they're mid-major. Because, you know, if you're Butler last year, which was good enough to make the title game, they seeded them 5. You look at George Mason or Old Dominion this year, seeded in the 8-9 range. They do a lousy job with that. I mean, and I've said it for years. They don't pay any attention to excellence and performance. They pay all the attention to what conference are you in. If you're in a good conference, like the Big East has, you know, they think that's what it's all about. And, you know, frankly, I mean, it's not what it's all about. I mean, if the Big East – the Big East was a very deep conference, but they weren't an overwhelmingly skilled conference this year. Connecticut was the one team in the league that had the level of pros that you need to win and go deep in this deal. You know, if you stacked up 3 Big East teams in Ohio State's region, Ohio State would have been great. That's all cool because we know we're better than they are player-wise. But they stack up all the pros that Kentucky has and all the pros that Carolina has in Ohio State's region. And that's what knocks out your number one seed.